You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Welcome, everyone. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, your friendly neighborhood psychic medium and paranormal investigator. This week, we're going to have something very different. Normally, I do get involved in a lot of the paranormal work in my journey, but I decided to do something totally different. For all these years, I've been trying to get Theda Miller Phoenix. Yeah, she changed to a phoenix. Since I've known her. And she actually has had been, I've asked her permission to play one of her songs on my website as well as my intro for this radio show. And so for those of you out there who don't know who Theda Miller Phoenix is, I'm going to play a song, a little bit of it, and then I'm going to introduce Theda on. So folks, here we go.
Thank you.
Well, her song is very haunting. She's got a beautiful voice. Theda Phoenix, singer, songwriter, performing artist from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, grew up on an island off the west coast of British Columbia. And she was living on a boathouse with no electricity and gave Theda the opportunity to connect with the natural world, including whales, dolphins, trees, the ocean tides, changing skies. She formed a deep appreciation for the rhythms of life, spirit, and the natural flow in all things, which is exposed in her unique talent for spontaneously improvising songs. Theda Phoenix has been touching and inspiring people with her angelic voice for 5 years, and her outstanding talent for performing songs improvised spontaneously in the moment. Theda knows that music expressed from the heart has the power to open the hearts of others, deepening the connection to self, spiritual essence, and our innate ability to live a life of joy, love, freedom, and fulfillment. She has been and heard performing her hauntingly beautiful, inspiring a cappella improvised pieces at various venues in the city, including the Vancouver East Culture Center, St. Paul's Labyrinth, Christ Church Cathedral, Fox Fest, and the Cottage Bistro, and she has opened for keynote speakers and authors such as the Oriah Mountain Dreamer and Caroline Mays, and I believe Deepak Chopra.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And she has opened for, and she's sings at weddings, memorials, as well as donating her time to fundraising causes for charitable organizations such as the Canadian Red Cross, the YWCA, the SPCA, the WSPA, and others, including the POWWWs, which are the powwows. I've seen her there as well. With her angelic voice and acoustic guitar, Theda sings with passion from the heart, inspiring joy, peace, healing, and love. She's actually currently refining her natural talent by majoring in classical voice at the Vancouver Community College School of Music. There's more to say. She has produced two soothing CDs, Remergence, an ethereal, meditative journey, and Suspended, which is actually this song, the ambient electronica. Both are works of flowing improvised vocals and lyrics being played at yoga, spa facilities, and restaurants around Vancouver and beyond. Theda is also a holistic bodywork massage practitioner, and she's committed to all people living inspired and in creative, vibrant living. Theda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I had to build you up, my dear. What have you been doing these days?
Well, good question. There's a few things on the horizon and things I've been doing. Like you mentioned, that I had the opportunity last summer to sing with Deepak Chopra at an event in Whistler, which was something I've been wanting to do for quite a while. And had a dream of singing with him and then got an opportunity to and made it happen.
Yeah.
So I was invited back to Whistler for Whistler Wellness Week, which was a couple of weeks ago, and I got to open at the gala there. And there's a lot of little things brewing.
Now, have you traveled across the border at all, doing any work in that area, in the U.S.?
A little bit. Last year, I got to go down to the World Sound Healing Conference and do a little singing and connecting down there. It was all very spontaneous.
Good.
Yeah, at the opening evening with Dr. Fred, actually.
Oh, yes, Dr. Fred Bell. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Dr. Fred Bell is actually, have you been on BBS Radio before?
No, I haven't. It's my first time.
Fred Bell actually does the same radio program as I am.
Yes.
BBS Radio.
Yeah, so he brought me down, well, not brought me down, but he inspired me to come down there to the World Sound Healing Conference, and we got to do a little bit of music together for this wonderful 3D performance, and he was playing his music, and I just started singing this spontaneous, beautiful music, and it was quite a neat moment.
Wow. Now, those of you out there that are listening to the show, I'd like to welcome you all for listening, and also we have our chat rooms available at the BBS Radio chat room. Those of you who actually want to go into the chat room, I'll show you how to do it. Basically, you go to bbsradio.com, That's bbsradio.com. And then you'll see a list on the left side of the page and it says how to listen. And that means that you go into that button, you click on that, and it takes you to the page, and you scroll down just a little bit, and it'll take you to, say, my chat room, and go in there and register yourself in, and join the others in the chat room. And we welcome those who are there, those in the Pal Talk chat room as well. Welcome those. And our phone numbers are toll-free, so those of you who want to call in and ask or ask any questions to Theta, or if you have anything... Well, actually, she's got a website, and if you want to order some CDs from her, you can go to her website, the thetamiller.com, and I think you have one also set up with Theta Phoenix?
Yeah, that's right.
ThetaPhoenix.com. Why did you call yourself Phoenix, my dear?
Phoenix is my middle name, actually. And
So it's Theta Phoenix Miller.
Yes.
I never knew.
Ah, yes. And actually, I was being born under the astrological sign of Scorpio, which is all about transformation. And Phoenix is one of the symbols of Scorpio. There's the scorpion, and then the eagle, and then the phoenix in terms of shifting consciousness, levels of consciousness.
Oh, so your mom's been really getting smart.
My dad, actually.
Oh, your dad.
So,
you know what? Give your dad more compliment, too. You know.
He's all...
Now, how's your dad doing?
He's good. Yeah, he was always very interested in astrology and read charts, and so connected with Phoenix for a name for me. Mm-hmm.
The first time you and I met was in White Rock.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it started. You're, what, 18, 19 years old then?
Something like that. Maybe a little older, but I think that's about 10 years ago.
Yeah, because you're 30, what now?
32.
Mm-hmm. Boy, time changes, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We never age, my dear.
No.
We age with grace and love. We've known each other for a long time, and mm-hmm. I, you know, ever since I asked you if it was possible I can actually have your song on my website, people always commented and said they can't believe the angelic song. Who is this person?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always tell them it's on my website. Just go a little bit further down and go to Theta's website, and you can actually order the CDs from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also have your song on some of my intro song or intro and into BBS Radio. People are so totally mesmerized.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel, or what made you decide to sing? I remember you were trying to sing a few years.
I know.
At the time when I knew you, but what made you decide all of a sudden you wanted to sing?
Well, I always wanted to sing. I always felt this calling to sing inside my being, but I was actually pretty shy about it and really scared, actually, and I didn't really know how much fear I was letting hold me back, how much fear I had of being in front of people and I guess being judged, maybe, just things like that. And I realized around the time that I met you, actually, just before I met you, that I had a very powerful experience that I knew I was here to facilitate healing on the planet. And so started then learning all these different modalities of healing and studying and then also doing different personal growth workshops and things like that as well, and studying counseling and just so many things. And my big moment of transformation was actually... facilitated through Landmark Education and their curriculum for living. And it was as if, well, I created who I am is creative, spontaneous self-expression.
Uh-huh.
It's like I was able to remove the fear or get present to the fear that I had that I wasn't aware of. And that allowed me to see or to create a space to create this whole new, I don't know, it's like this new expression of myself. But it felt like, okay, here I am. This is me, you know, just stepping into the unknown. And I hadn't preconceived how this would manifest. And then the next day after creating this, I ended up singing for the first time with the spontaneous, just completely in the flow, one word at a time coming to me and through me. And actually, in that same seminar, I created a future for myself to live into, that in 100 years I would be known for being at the forefront of a whole new genre of music.
Well, that's true.
And, yeah, so this is all tied in with, it's, you know, this natural. So what I did when I had that breakthrough and that opening, I just started pursuing the music and singing, just singing, and recorded actually that CD just all spontaneously in one evening, and just made it available to people, and just not really thinking it would be something I would market, but people just kept loving it. The response was amazing. I had no idea. You know, it was like I had no idea the gift that I guess I had inside me, you know, or this voice.
The first time, my dear, when your CD came out, when I got the CD from you and I played it the first time, my wife Marina and I played the song while we're having dinner.
Mm.
When the first song was first couple minutes, Marina went into tears.
Mm-hmm.
She started to cry. It really gets into you. She says, "Oh my God, it really hits the heart." So whatever you're doing, keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're hitting the heart. You're hitting a note that really gets people's attention.
Yeah.
And you're being yourself. You don't have to try to be someone else.
Yeah.
On the spontaneous, and that's actually, when you're spontaneous, and like even when I do this radio show, I'm spontaneous. I try to write a few things down that I don't forget some notes, but I try not to do as too many.
Yeah.
You know, like for most people do, when you do an interview on radio or television, they always have to have a list of people or a list of things written down that they want you to ask that person on the show, the same questions over and over again. And I thought, you know what? I want to be spontaneous because things that they don't ask. And that's
well,
me.
It's good to be spontaneous, I think, because there's a sort of natural quality that comes through. At the same time, I also work a lot with intention.
Yeah.
So when I go to sing a song, a lot of times I will, if I'm crafting a song for someone specifically, I'll find out a little bit about, or for an event, I'll find a little bit out about the intention of the event and things like that. But sometimes I don't even need to really know anything about the person, and I just create a song that's really powerfully personal for them. And that's really magical when that happens, too.
It is absolutely, like I said, it's mind-boggling. Pretty well, the very same, the song Suspended is actually the one that really gets my attention, hits the heart, the nerve. Have you ever had yourself examined by, how they put you on electrodes, over these places, and they find out how come you are able to do this?
No. Some kind of brain...
Yeah, like brainwave stuff. You know, I'm not sure what they call it. I mean, I can pretty well see the idea of them putting a brainwave thing on you and say, okay, where is this note coming from?
That would be interesting, actually, because I know there's different states that I enter when I'm singing, and sometimes my mind is more engaged and it doesn't feel as free, and then other times... It's like I completely lose myself in this zone, in this beautiful flow of words and music.
Now you also do massage therapy, therapeutic center work, and you do also use your voice singing while you're working with the client. Is that correct?
Yeah, I often do that. Just doing some toning over the body or some intuitive singing. A little chanting sometimes.
Teacher missing, guys. You're going to have to come down to Vancouver and see Theta and therapy, and she'll sing to you she does the work. I said, it's mind-boggling.
And I'm doing Lomi Lomi massage as well, which is a Hawaiian style of massage.
You're going into the Hawaiian Huna stuff.
Yeah, well, I have for several years.
Good. Now, do you have a studio set up in Hawaiian style, or...
No, although that would be great.
Grass skirt, the whole nine yards,
Sometimes, wear a sarong.
coconut thing you wear?
Not quite, no.
I'd be kidding. That'd be kind of funny, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
okay. Now, even do you ever get called out a lot out of town to do performances or besides?
I haven't yet, and mainly because I've kind of been grounded going to school for the past 3 years.
Okay, so you're going to music school then, right? Is that right?
Yeah, I'll probably be taking a couple courses again this coming year, but I feel that travel is something I want to do a lot more of. I do want to do some traveling with the singing, and some different opportunities have been coming up. I've had the opportunity to meet some really neat people, Michael Stillwater, who also is an improvisational singer from California, I think, and
mm-hmm.
he was really inspiring to meet because I went and heard him speak, and I was like, oh, I'm doing what he's doing, you know, and he's made a whole career out of it for 30 years. So I went up to him and was like, I'm doing what you're doing.
Oh, good.
Pretty neat to kind
of
connect.
When are you going to do your music video?
Oh, well, I don't
Ooh.
Know. I have one that I made a while ago that wasn't really finished.
You just did one a while ago, but you haven't finished it?
Yeah, someone started to make one for me, but I want to do some new music soon, too, do some new recording.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool to have you, do a couple music videos. Now, you need to do an album again.
Yes, I do. Some more music.
I feel impressed. I need to tell you.
You don't need to tell me.
No, I really strongly feel myself. I mean, you know me well enough. I really strongly feel that you're going to be very successful. You're going to be absolutely phenomenally successful in your career. There's no way that you can be able to walk away from this. Don't.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever talked to you about Canadian Idol, you know, those TV shows, American Idol, Canadian Idol, you ever thought of doing
People
that?
People often say that to me, but it's not, like, my music is much more on a spiritual kind of energy than, and not to say that spiritual energy is not in Canadian Idol as well, because it's everywhere, but I don't know, I don't want to be kind of in that competing kind of energy.
Well, there you go. Cause there's actually a lot of people always ask the question, you know, is American Idol, Canadian Idol, what do you do?
Yeah, I don't know. So I was going to tell you, too, though, I sing for the Labyrinth here in Vancouver at St. Paul's Church. They have a Labyrinth. People come and do a meditation walk, and I'm singing mostly intuitively for 2 hours. And
2 hours straight?
Yeah, with a 10-minute break, playing my guitar. I also play a little bit of, have a little native flute that I play. And
you're playing flute?
Yeah, I love flute.
Well, hey, you and I are going to sit down and flute.
I want to get another one, actually, too, and I still want to make a native drum. But
well, that's where I come in.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. So I'll play guitar and my flute and my Tibetan bowls and sometimes crystal bowls.
Well, you're not going to sit down with the flutes because I got a flute of my own.
Mm.
I have an aromatic cedar flute.
Oh.
Ah. Yeah. I'm learning actually from a friend of mine who actually lives in Drift Pile First Nations. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
He's also an entertainer, flutist and powwow dancer and
mm-hmm.
entertainer. The guy's absolutely fabulous. You know, he could easily become a comedian if he wanted to. nice fellow, a super nice guy, and I've been learning from him how to use the flute more. I mean, I learned on my own, but when I learned from him, it's a totally different way of doing it. You know, it was just a different system, but I think it's pretty good. So, has anybody ever taught you how to play the flute, or you just did this on your own?
No, I just learned on my own. I was actually at the World Sound Healing Conference, and there was a woman selling fruit. Flute, the flute lady down there, and so I have only really played flute once, these long, straight, sort of native flutes.
Yeah.
And then, so I just picked it up and started playing, and she was quite impressed how quickly I took to it.
Good.
Yeah.
I've always learned this. You take the flute out to the bush, you know, take it out to the forest and play the songs in the forest, and you'll catch your songs even more.
Well, I feel like I've been, since I was 12 and living on the island on our float house, I was singing songs, singing to the trees and the ocean and just, staring at the sky and all of, just finding these songs and singing.
So how does it feel to live in a houseboat or a float house?
It's actually a float house. So it was just a house on logs, a log float.
Really?
Yeah, and we didn't have electricity. We just had kerosene lanterns. And
now, this is your dad?
No, my mom. She's an artist.
Mom. Okay.
Yeah, she moved up there. She always loved nature and took us for walks in nature all the time. And she's an amazing watercolor artist and potter. And she actually runs an art retreat up there where she still lives.
Okay.
And it's in the Broughton Archipelago, northern Vancouver Island area. Her name's Yvonne Maximchuk.
I know, we may be related.
Really?
Yeah, because I got cousins.
Yeah?
Bill and Joan Maximchuk are my cousins.
Really?
Yes, in Winnipeg from Manitoba.
Wow.
Actually, from Manitoba, they're my cousins. And they're my auntie's husband is a Maximchuk. And they're
from
Saskatchewan, so I strongly feel that we're related.
It's very possible.
So we're going to have to check it out sometime.
Yeah, we will. That's wild.
Because I've got cousins in Calgary, and I told my cousin Sharon about your mom. So I went to send her the email, but her computer went down. So I haven't spoken to her about it since. But, again, we'll talk.
We will.
About your mom and my cousin and see if those two will meet. Probably, when you look at each other, they probably look the same.
it's quite wonderful because she still lives there. And, when I grew up, I went to a one-room schoolhouse, had 12 kids in the school, and we rowed our boat to school and got to go out with the whales all the time.
Do you ride the whales?
No, we would just, there was a, we had a marine biologist friend of mine, Alex Morton, who would take me out with the whales, and we were studying and see the dolphins.
Say something, my dear. You are the most fortunate person that most people have always wanted to do.
I know.
Most luckiest young lady that I've ever met who's actually had the opportunity had to be near whales and dolphins and being
I
in a float
so
house.
Blessed.
And
but that's what's so magical, It's like with my mom, she has this art retreat, so it's amazing because people can go. If anyone's interested who's listening, you can Google Sea Rose Studio, like Ocean Rose Studio, Sea Rose Studio. And people can come and have an art retreat, and if there's whales coming by, they can go out and hang out with the whales. And we had humpback whales jumping right off our front porch, basically, last year. It was amazing. Just looking out the window, and there's a humpback whale breaching in the ocean right off our dock. And that was incredible. And there's amazing seafood that we eat, and it's just incredible. So if anyone who's listening who's stuck in the city and never had a real nature experience, go check out Sea Rose Studio. That's what I would say. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, might as well promote Mom while you're at it.
Yeah, well, totally.
I've seen some of your mom's art. She's absolutely amazing. She's very talented.
Oh my God, I have no idea how she does it. I'm not a visual artist at all.
Well, your visual art is actually through song.
That's right. Yeah.
Her visual art is through hand, through her using her hands, and through her talent is art.
Totally.
Yours is musical art.
Exactly.
And there's talent. Did your mom ever figure it out, or your dad ever figure out who the singer in the family was before you?
Well, my dad always used to sing and play guitar, and my mom loves to sing, too.
So okay.
There's kind of and my grandfather, actually, on the Maximchuk side.
Is there anyone else, famous in the family, whoever became, did they ever go on the road, that kind of thing, or doing entertainment?
Not that I know of.
I think you better ask your family.
I don't think so. I think they would have told me.
Yeah, it would be kind of interesting to find out. I mean, I just found out more things in my family that I didn't realize that of talents, you know, and I'm just hearing more about it now since
right.
my mom and dad passed away.
Oh.
Hearing all kinds of new stories that I didn't know about.
Wow.
It's, you know, some of the relatives, like, keep secrets until after they pass away, and then they tell you after.
funny.
It's hilarious. So now you're going to school, and as we're going back to the school part of it, but you're going back to school, and so what type of courses, like, what is it you're doing? Like, what? How does it work?
Well, I've been just basically wanting to, because I've always sung so much just by ear and intuition, I thought it might be nice to get a little bit of an education in Western music, but not only that, because I'd love to study Eastern singing too, and I just have a real interest in all different kinds of singing and music. But so just learning a little more about also playing the piano. That was always a passion of mine as a child, that I didn't actually do too many years of piano, so I've been taking piano and learning also how to do some stuff on the computer as well, so working with producing my own music on the computer and learning how to use those programs and things like that.
Oh.
So it's good. There's quite a variety of of programs to take.
What I'm going to do, my dear, I'm going to play another one of your songs.
Sure.
And this, I believe,
one.
Yeah.
That song is actually on a dance soundtrack for a DVD, dance DVD.
Okay. So people can actually almost like do a disco.
Well, I have a couple different people that like the dance facilitators, dance teachers who like to use that song in their classes.
Oh, that's good.
Trance dance and Nia dance, all kinds of transformational.
Do you ever use any of your meditations and provide them into songs? Ever get those kind of inspirational songs for meditations at all? Or
well, when my singing is my meditation.
Okay.
So the songs will come when I'm singing. That type of thing.
Okay, so you're not doing the meditation and get the song. You're getting the song while you're just doing your singing, and then
yeah.
That's your form of meditation.
Yeah, it becomes a meditation.
Okay, well, that's good. Everyone has a different way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah. And are you familiar with my other CD as well?
I don't know. Am I familiar with it? What is it?
It's called Reemergence, and it's very, very meditative and
very
channeled.
Maybe I didn't. I only got the one, I think.
Really? I know. I don't have the other one on my website. I don't have clips of it on.
Oh, that's why.
Ah, and I can't believe I didn't give it to you yet. But
he didn't tell me.
But it's incredible. It's very, very ethereal and very, very, for me, there's a lot of kind of, well, it was all very devotional, but kind of also that connecting with some of that separation, you know, that we go through, separation from
yeah.
When
a relationship or just basically separation of family,
like,
or
separation from spirit as well.
Okay.
In terms of embodying in human form.
Okay.
But there's one song in there that ended up being a guided visualization. So it's like a 22-minute guided visualization journey of swimming with the dolphins, and just a very, very meditative guided visualization that was all just spontaneously channeled in the moment, not planned at all.
Oh.
So I'll have to get that to you.
Now, those of all those out there, I'm going to give you the phone numbers to call. Those who wish you one to call in to ask questions of Theta, and if anybody wants to order or how to order. The phone numbers are, these are toll-free numbers, it's 877-876-5227, that's 877-876-5227. Those in U.S. and Canada, this is Canada, 888-815-9756, that's 888-815-9756. And those in direct line, those are international callers, the 530-876-3222, that's 530-876-3222. And I'm in Station 1, folks, and if those of you are actually coming in for the very first time, we are on live. I'm actually on television live on bbsradio.com. We are streamlinking in into BBS Radio. There's only about three of us on BBS Radio that are actually doing internet television now. So this is a brand new thing. This is something that's been out for the last few weeks now, I would say 3 weeks. 4 weeks maybe, and what we're trying to do is trying to let people know that there's other televised versions of doing television. So this is actually some of the inspirations that I've actually wanted to share, somehow hint to Theta that she can actually do this herself. You can actually create your own televised program, my dear.
Wow.
And you can sing to your heart's content or talk to people to your heart's content, and it's listed under Ustream. Letterustream.tv, and then we stream link from there to bbsradio.com, and those who actually get to see what I do, and those of you actually want to go and listen to the archives, I do have archives up. Anytime you want to go in there, take a look. If you have anything you want to just basically use to register yourself through it, and those also too want to get a feedback and let me know how would you think of the shows, and email Don Newsom at the BBS Radio and let him know, say, hey, you know, this guy Derek, he's a kind of strange fellow. But I'd love to hear from you folks and let me know how things, you know, if you actually have any ideas of anything else you want to inspire, bbsradio.com, we'd love to hear from you. And we're actually, every time we do something new, we're always improving all the time. So we're looking forward to have this continue on more and more. Anyways, now you're actually talking about your song, Reemergence. Now, you know what? Do you have your guitar with you?
I do. It's in my lap right now.
Okay. Do you want to play us a song?
We could try it.
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
Because I'm on the phone. I actually have sung to people on the phone before.
Okay.
I don't know if you can hear it or if I should put the phone
down. Oh, we can hear
you. Can you hear the guitar? Can you hear the guitar?
I give it a shot.
I want to do a little test first.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
That was the test.
Okay. That's a good test.
There?
Oh, yes. I'm mesmerized. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow, you're very, very, very talented, my dear. I love the vocals.
Thank you.
You know what? I'm hoping that I have a good friend of mine, Reverend Barb Leonard. We do our spiritual church. We have it every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always looking for entertainers, and I'm hoping that Barb is listening in, so she, now that she's heard you, encourage her to have you come up and sing for us.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I've sung for a couple of the spiritualist churches in Vancouver, BC, Canada, the Center for Spiritual Living and Dynamic Center for Spiritual Living.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they got some more new people to work with. Okay. Now, I also going to ask you, I got one more thing I was going to ask you, too, as well. So even though we talked about the idea that, you decide you didn't want to do the Canadian Idol, but has anybody ever approached you to do television at all?
Um,
to dancing on TV or, you know, that sort of thing?
No, actually, that hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
I'm going to be working on a, right now I'm working on a soundtrack for a film festival film with collaborating with some people on that.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, it's going to be, I'm looking forward to, you got to let me know when that does come out, your video.
Sure, yeah. I will have my music and my voice out there on big screens, you know, at some point for sure.
Yeah, you'll be the Canadian idol in different ways. You'll be inspiring a lot of young women that are actually even wanting to do this, like yourself. You know, you want to get that big break, so to speak.
We're all the creators of our own destiny, I think, along with whatever your divine connection.
Yeah. I want to thank Dr. Bell for actually, helping you from the other side, because basically him promoting you towards the U.S. area, I'm sure, I'm positive he'll be calling you and say, you know, there's something else happening here across the border, do you want to come over?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling that I will be down there at some point.
You ever played up in Arizona or traveled there?
No, I want to, but I haven't.
That's a very healing area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people go to Sedona.
Yeah.
Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
Have you been in that area at all?
Just passed through a couple of times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So now you got some new agendas on your plate.
I do. Yeah.
And you're looking at, I'm getting tongue-tied now. I suppose you become very excited now. You look forward to actually doing some new things for this year. Now, you're only halfway through. We're actually going into June, so you've got some great things happening. Is there anything you want to share with everybody out there that you would want to promote?
At the moment, you know, if anyone is inspired, obviously my website, thetaphoenix.com. Go check that out and enjoy my CDs. Order them on the website. And definitely be happy to be invited to come and sing at different events. Feel free to get in touch with me if you want to follow up or talk, connect. And yeah, I've met some really neat people just through people hearing my CDs and people in California and down there who've connected with me just because they've really resonated with the voice.
Yeah.
It's been really nice to make some of those connections, so I'm very happy. I love people, you know. I'm all about it. So.
Last time I saw you, you were at Caroline Mace's. That was a couple of years back, but you were at Caroline Mace's show.
Oh, when she was here doing a talk?
Yeah. Last time I saw you was there.
I don't know. I thought I saw you also at some, we were working some fairs, some of those, like, health fairs, the psychic fairs.
No, I think that was the last one. I could be wrong. I've seen so many people.
It's been a while ago.
By age, you begin to forget who they are. No.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of different great events. And Carolyn Meese, that was a while ago. I thought I'd seen you since then, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I sang while she was book signing. Banyan Books, actually, my CDs are in Banyan Books, and my CDs are actually in a bookstore, Ascendant Books in Edmonton as well, another metaphysical bookstore.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of metaphysical bookstores here all over, so you
I know.
Might have
I've got to break into... also the U.S. market.
Yes. Well, you know what? I got to get you to talk to Dawn Newsom because they also have they have Station 3 is actually music. And
nice.
If you want to promote your music, they can actually sell your CD on site.
What, on BBS are you talking about or where?
Yes, on BBS. Yeah.
Oh, that's already happening, I think.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I just brought it up in the air, guys.
Sweet.
Oh, at least I got my brains running here.
Is anyone chatting with you or anything? Or?
Oh, yes, I'm here in the chat room, and there's quite a few people chatting.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of funny because they're commenting on you. but a lot of compliments, and I'm going to actually give you some compliments here. They say, one of the songs, okay, the song that you're singing, where it is here, everybody, some people are saying they love dolphins, they're loving the dolphins, and let's see here, and they're pointing out the music you're singing, even as you sang a guitar. They were actually waiting for something live. They said, wow. And one of the ladies said, yes, I see her more as a soundtrack artist besides what is she doing in spas. Okay, there's a question. What is she doing in spas?
I used to work in a spa in Vancouver and just singing for some live events or some events we had there. But a lot of massage practitioners love my CDs and do massage to my CDs, as well as yoga teachers. I made some great connection with yoga teachers and yoga students wanting my music, hearing it and playing in their yoga classes and having to have it. That's pretty much it right now.
Yeah.
I plan to do one CD that's more specifically marketed for spa work with probably very minimal lyrics.
Yeah.
Because both my CDs have a lot of lyrics in them. Yeah.
Well, Theda, we're coming to a close.
We are.
And I'm going to play one of your other songs. It's actually the number 4 on Suspended. And I'd like to thank you for coming on the show.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me, Derek.
It's been absolutely fabulous. And keep up the good work because I know I'm seeing you very hugely successful. And what I really enjoy from you, is that you're very calm and relaxed. You're not, you know, some people I've met, some artists I've met actually have had difficulties of meeting the public, and they just, you know, they have struggles through their lives, but you're somehow just relaxed and just walking right through this.
Well, I've definitely worked on it.
I thank you for coming on the show. It's absolutely fabulous having you on. Finally have you on my show.
I know.
You know? You're a hard person to tie down. Well, thanks a lot for coming on, Theda, and I'm going to get you come back on later on in the future, so don't quit.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks, folks, and this is Derek Weisguy Clark. You listen to Between Two Worlds, and this is one of Theda's song, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Hey, and I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Take care.